Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 7th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Finastra launches Laser Pro. Global financial software application and marketplace provider Finastra has announced that its loan document preparation system Laser Pro is available on its cloud. Paysafe and 8Cap offer embedded wallet solution. Payment platform Paysafe has strengthened its partnership with retail trading provider 8Cap with the launch of an embedded trading wallet solution. Mastercard, Fintech Saudi partner to accelerate digitalization. Mastercard and Fintech Saudi have signed Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to advance growth and development in the Saudi Arabia fintech industry. LHV Bank upgrades SME lending system. UK-based LHV Bank has upgraded its SME lending division, transitioning to the cloud-based banking system of SaaS partner Toom. CBA's acquisition of Waddle strengthens digital lending capabilities. Commonwealth Bank of Australia, CBA, has entered an agreement to acquire cloud-based invoice lending platform Waddle to provide working capital for Australian businesses. Temenos launches generative AI solution for personalized banking. Switzerland-based banking software company Temenos has rolled out a secure solution for banks using generative AI to automatically classify customers' banking transactions. eToro partners with Bridgewise for AI-driven stock analysis. eToro has partnered with technological research company Bridgewise to launch the Fundamental AI portfolio, offering users exposure to outperforming companies. JCB, PAYONE enable contactless payments in Germany and Austria. Japan-based JCB has extended its collaboration with Payone to enable JCB contactless and secure in Germany and Austria. MangoPay partners with Kria to better B2B payments. Platform-specific payment infrastructure provider MangoPay has partnered with the fintech platform offering access to B2B payments and credit Kria to better the B2B payment experience. APEXX partners with Klarna. Payment orchestration platform APEXX Global has partnered with AI-powered payments network shopping assistant Klarna to offer worldwide merchants its payment methods. Blackhawk Network partners with Visa for sustainability. Branded payments provider Blackhawk Network, BHN, has announced a partnership with Visa to launch its global environmental sustainability initiative. Esker partners with Boost Payment Solutions. Esker has partnered with Boost Payment Solutions, aiming to transform virtual card processing for accounts receivable departments, minimizing manual efforts and simplifying payment reconciliation. Airwallex launches Airwallex for startups in Hong Kong. Global payments and financial platform Airwallex has launched the Airwallex for startup service in Hong Kong, in order to improve customers' development processes. Strize raises €10 million in funding round. Norway-based Strize has raised €10 million in a Series A funding round in order to decrease financial crime with AML automation. Coinbase to launch a lending platform for large institutional investors. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has revealed its plans to launch a new lending platform aimed at large institutional investors. El Salvador wants to bring Bitcoin education to public schools. The Ministry of Education of El Salvador has partnered with MI Primer Bitcoin, MPB, to introduce Bitcoin education in schools by 2024. Hyundai launches in car payment service. Car manufacturer Hyundai has launched a system that lets U.S. drivers find and pay for things with their vehicle's touchscreen using securely stored credit card information. Tel Money delivers open banking service to crypto banking platform, Colossus. Market-leading open banking solutions provider Tel Money supports crypto banking platform, Colossus in expanding open banking capabilities to their customers by powering their PSD2 dedicated interface. Western Union opens concept store in Jordan. Western Union today launched its inaugural concept store in Jordan. The opening is in collaboration with Al Sadat and Al Hindi Exchange. Apex Global taps Klarna for flexible payments. APEXX Global. APEXX, the leading global payments orchestration platform, has partnered with the AI-powered payments network and shopping assistant, Klarna, offering its flexible and interest-free payment options to merchants around the world. RTP network surpasses 1 million payments on a single day. The RTP network, the instant payment system operated by the clearinghouse that is available to all insured depository financial institutions in the United States, surpassed the 1 million daily payment milestone on September 1 as more financial institutions and their customers realize the benefits of real-time payments, including immediate funds availability, confirmation of payment receipt, and payer control of when a payment is sent. Smart Trade blends AI and human decision-making for Smart Copilot. Smart Trade, a global leader in the financial technology domain, front office payments and trading software, announces the launch of Smart Copilot. SIFMA says CAT funding model is deeply flawed. SIFMA today issued the following statement from Kenneth E. Benson Jr., President and CEO of SIFMA, on the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, approval of the self-regulatory organizations, SROs, proposed amendment to the National Market System Plan governing the Consolidated Audit Trail, CAT-NMS plan, to adopt a revised funding model, known as the Executed Share Model, for the CAT. FSB and IMF outline approach to identify and respond to financial stability risks from crypto assets. The Financial Stability Board, FSB, and International Monetary Fund, IMF, today published a report outlining a comprehensive policy and regulatory response to crypto asset activities. eToro teams with generative AI company Birdwise on stock picking. eToro, the trading and investing platform, has partnered with Bridgewise, a generative AI company for stock analysis, to launch Fundamental AI, a portfolio that offers eToro users exposure to companies set to outperform their industry peers. London-based fintech startup Climate Aligned launches. Climate Aligned, a fintech building groundbreaking AI applied specifically to climate investment, launches today at the Drop 2023 in Sweden. Fair Exchange names Will Holt as head of R&D. Renowned for leading innovations in microstructural analysis within the financial sector, Fair Exchange today proudly announces the strategic onboarding of Will Holt, known for his roles at industry leaders, including Goldman Sachs and Tudor Investment Corporation. GoldEye launches enhanced multi-asset liquidity aggregation and distribution platform. GoldEye has developed an enhanced multi-asset liquidity aggregation and distribution platform, combining three of its key products into a single platform and incorporating a range of new features. FCA fines firms wanting and applying sanctions controls. An FCA survey of sanctions controls at 90 UK firm has found deficiencies across a range of key indicators, including staffing, technology and reporting frameworks. UK startup Perenna secures banking license from the FCA and PRA. Mortgage lender Perenna has become the first UK startup to receive an unrestricted banking license in 2023. Worldpay aims to optimize revenue potential for online merchants. Failed card not present transactions should never be considered business as usual. Perenna receives regulatory approval to offer long-term mortgages. UK-based specialist lender Perenna has received regulatory approval to offer 20-year and 30-year mortgages with fixed rates. Adyen obtains a banking license in the UK. The United Kingdom branch of Netherlands-based financial technology platform Adyen has obtained a banking authorization. Central Payments launches PayCP. Payment solutions provider Central Payments has announced the launch of its new payout platform, PayCP. IDEMIA partners with Airtel Payments Bank and HMD Global. Identity Technologies and biometric solution provider IDEMIA has partnered with Airtel Payments Bank and HMD Global to expand the reach of offline CBDC payments in India. NPCI launches new UPI payment features. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, governor has announced the launch of a new UPI digital payment suite built by the National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI. STICPAY forms new local payment partnerships. UK-based digital payment provider StickPay has partnered with nearly 40 payment providers to promote financial inclusion across Asia, Africa, and South America. Arendt Services partners with Finergo. Luxembourg-based Arendt Services has partnered with Finergo to offer improved experiences to its investment management clients. Ledger partners with Haven to secure off-ramping services. Switzerland-based digital asset-focused financial institution HAYVN has partnered with crypto hardware manufacturer Ledger. Playo taps Banking Circle's UK FPS membership. Playo, Europe's leading business spending solution, is partnering with Banking Circle for greater payment volume capacity and faster settlement times. Banking Circle is a member of the UK Faster Payments Service, FPS, as a direct participant for GBP. IOSCO consults on new DeFi regulatory proposals. IOSCO, the global standard setter for the securities markets, has today issued for consultation 9 policy recommendations to address market integrity and investor protection concerns arising from decentralized finance, DeFi. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.